Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg, thanks for coming in. We're going to listen to some mostly local music this week.
I thought we'd start off with hometown boy Sean Rao, who's going to be playing at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall on Saturday night, and a special benefit concert for the Rensselaer Land Trust. Sean's a Troy boy himself, so this is a big get for him to get into the big acoustically perfect Savings Bank Music Hall. And he's going to be joined by Mary Lee Ruhan opening the show from Saratoga. So it's going to be a really nice local music double bill Saturday at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall. Here's a little bit of Downwind from Sean's latest album, The Salesman and the Shark.
Oh, child, I can't go back to the box again. There was a big black soul and it took me in. I'm staying downwind. I'm staying downwind. I'm staying downwind. Oh, someday I'm gonna show you how it all went down.
Sean Rao will be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy. That's tomorrow. That from his new album, The Salesman and the Shark. A big band sound. It never dies. It's always around the big bands.
Yeah, well, this is Ed Palermo's big band. Is indeed a big band, but with something of a twist, because they tend to focus on the music of Frank Zappa, which is somewhat different than your usual Woody Herman, Glenn Miller mix. He's going to be at Proctor's GE Theater, wrapping up the Party Horns NYC series. And Ed's not local, but on this album, Eddie Loves Frank, he's got a couple of local players with him, John Hines on trumpet and Cliff Lyons on sax. Not sure whether they're going to be with them when he comes to Proctor's on Friday, April 18th, but maybe. And regardless, you can bet it's going to sound pretty cool. Here's a little bit of What's New in Baltimore from Eddie Loves Frank.
One week from tonight at the GE Theater in Proctor's in Schenectady, the Ed Palermo Big Band, What's New in Baltimore, Eddie Loves Frank. It's big band music adoring Frank Zappa. Now, that's something unique. Michael Eck.
Michael Eck, you know, man about town here, you know, and I'm sure lots of WAMC listeners remember him from when he was hosting Performance Place.
Sure.
Lately, he's been playing around town in about 12 dozen bands, including Ramblin' Jug Stompers and Lost Radio Rounders and Frank Jaklich and Friends and even Alan Chartok's Berkshire Ramblers. But on Saturday, April 19th, he's going to be over at Steamer No. 10 Theater for a very special solo show celebrating his birthday. And not just any birthday either. It's his big 5-0 birthday.
The big 5-0 for Mike Eck.
Big 5-0 for Mr. Eck. And he's going to be up there in the spotlight soaking it up. Hopefully he'll be doing this song as well, which is The Gossip Train from his album In My Shoes.
Up your neighbors, dropping off your wife. No such thing as secrets, no such thing as lies. Ain't no mistaking that look in their eyes. Watch out for the wheels. Watch out for the wheels.
Michael Eck, The Gossip Train, from the album In My Shoes. You can see him at the Steamer, No. 10 Theater in Albany, Saturday, April 19th, and wish him a happy half a century while you're there.
Woo.
Beargrass, the song called Albany.
Yeah. Katie Hammond's band, Beargrass, has been kicking around for a couple years now. They put out their debut album last year, Stories in Books, and They're going to be playing at Justin's in Albany on Saturday, April 26th, as part of the gigantic Move Music Festival, which is taking place in, I believe it's 11 different venues around Albany. Nearly 100 bands are going to be playing during that day, during the festival. It's going to be a massive shebang, and tickets are something like $15 or something, so divide that by 100 and figure out how much each band will cost you. Of course, you can't see everything, but I would recommend you go see Beargrass. Here's their song, Albany, from Stories and Books.
Albany by Beargrass, the debut album Stories and Books. You can catch them as part of the Move Music Festival, Saturday, April 26th at Justin's in Albany. And Jeff Moldauer, one of the true original folkies, coming to the venerable Cafe Lena.
Yeah, thought I'd throw in Jeff just because I love him madly. He was in town last year as part of the Jim Queskin Jug Band 50th anniversary reunion at the Egg. And this time he's coming in to Cafe Lena solo on Sunday, April 27th, to sort of wrap up the month. And he's just a great blues singer, guitarist, arranger, song selector, you name it. This is one of my favorite songs of his. It's an old Vera Hall song. It's called Wild Ox Moan from The Secret Handshake.
We're on here, pretty woman, and sit on daddy's knee.
Jeff Moldauer will be playing at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs Sunday, April 27th. That was Wild Ox Moon from the album The Secret Handshake. Greg, a lot of great music coming up in the week or so, the whole month of April and into May. And we'll see you in May, probably talking the Tulip Fest.
Well, we got Tulip Fest scheduled out, and we'll be talking festivals next month, you bet.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com.
Thank you.
Wanna go? Yes, I'm going.